And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the Control Freaks. And I hate your face. Listening to Guanabats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Control Freaks and a track called I Hate Your Face. It's from a new single, Tony. I get a little bit annoyed. I'm going to get a little bit annoyed right at the top of the show here.
Okay.
I get a little bit annoyed when the people that send out press releases call things EPs and then there's two tracks. It's quite clearly a single.
Right.
I don't know why they don't just call it a single. Anyway, that is a single. That was the A side of the. I'm calling that the A side of the single. The other one also has Hate in the title. It's the Hate EP, Tony.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. I'm going to describe them as West Coast punk brilliance, Tony. I'll go as far as to say they are from San Francisco. And you might remember last week I was very excited about the fact that I had new material from the Control Freaks. Thought it was a new album, but it's not. It's this. And I'm very happy with it. And I hope you enjoyed that. What is the Control Freaks Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheControlFreaks?
Facebook.com/ControlFreaks SF.
Ah.
As in San Francisco. Probably be Internet 1, Tony Nil. And we'll probably play the other side of that before long, because I am a bit of a fan.
Cool.
I'm a bit of a fan. They're playing, Tony, in Puerto Rico next year.
Right.
At Punk and Garage Punk Festival. And if I have the money, I might go. So I won't be going, but I am very much looking forward to at least thinking I might. I've got some additional material here.
Excellent.
And it's not in its usual form.
Right.
In that it is a poem. If you have a joke or poem for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner if it's a poem, and Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke. Mike Pashler has sent us a poem.
Okay.
But it kind of fits in with the gig guide as well. You'll see what I mean, but it fits in with next week's gig guide, I suppose.
Yeah.
Anyway, it says, Hi, Paul. I'm no punky laureate, and I can't compete with the standards set by Sussex Saint and Nez. This is a man who listens to the show.
Yes, he does.
But here's a piece of shameless self-promotion disguised as a poem. Here goes. The 27th of October will be a feisty affair. If you head to the CMAC, we'll see you there. For a night where our grins will get wider and wider because we're fucked off our heads on cooking strength cider. There'll be music, good times and vegan cooking. Other gigs in the area won't get a look in. Punks will travel from near and far to see Crash Induction. We'll see you at the bar. Hope you guys can make it. Here's the Facebook link in case you feel like sharing. Well, I would, but the Facebook link is facebook.com/events/720186641605513/TR=ICL. So that might be a difficult link. Yeah.
It might be Pogotra next week. I'm not calling it early.
It might indeed be Pogotra next week.
It might be.
Seeing as we are both planning to go to this shindig. As it's only down the road from my house.
It really is.
This is the best way for me to see bands that are attached to Punky Radio, is for them to come and play about a 5-minute walk from my house.
It usually works.
It has worked so far. I've seen the Bleach Boys down there and Centurion Sex. So this is, and Verbal Warning.
And the Three Stone Monkeys as well from there as well.
Yeah, but Three Stone Monkey I didn't plan to see.
Ah, yes.
I just, and you can't say I saw them, I witnessed them.
Yes.
Pacific. All right, so yes, that's four bands we played on the show that we've seen. How bizarre that we've played four bands on the show that have all played in a house down the road.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Anyway, thank you very much for the poem, Mike. Hopefully we'll get some more poems off you next week. Right, not Mike, off you, the listeners. I say listeners, plural, because there are at least three of you. We're going to play two songs in a row now, Tony.
Okay.
Last week I went into some detail about a new cherry red box set called Harmony in My Head. If you want to find out all about it, you'll have to listen to last week's show. But in a nutshell, it is a 3-CD collection of power pop new wave from sort of 70, I think it's 79 to 82 or something, somewhere around there. Certainly turn of the decade, that particular decade being the 80s, and it's brilliant. And we played four tracks last week, we're going to play another four this week. So we're going to play two in a row now, so stay tuned for. And if you'd like to find out about it, just type in Harmony in My Head, Cherry Red, to Google, and you'll find it.
Cool.
I know that, I've checked. Stay tuned for a band called The Letters. First up, Tony, a band called The Trainspotters. Now, this is interesting. I'm going to tell you up front, I have no information about The Trainspotters. There's no website for them or anything. There's a good reason for that.
What's
because
that?
The Trainspotters were a vehicle for none other than Mike Reed, who at the time was a Radio 1 DJ. He had in 1979, he had an evening show. And he absolutely loved his new wave, and he went as far as to make some himself, and this under the moniker of The Trainspotters. And he did this, I didn't know, it's fantastic. Excuse me. So, I can't ask you about them. I can't give you the book. And it's a bit early to be offering you a half. So you just have to settle on it so far being Paulie being step one, Tony nil, and this is High Rise.
Second floor is a dirty old man. The third floor are a couple of drag queens. The fourth floor is the high-rise gang. On the fifth floor there's an army of students. On the sixth floor are the Dayglo punks. The seventh floor's been empty for a long time. The eighth floor, that's where I live. High-rise, high-rise. The neighbours are banging on the wall again. High-rise, high-rise. I wanna live underground. No one ever play a hi-fi. Too loud. Disturbed to peace. Rule 2. Never hit your girlfriend. Nosy neighbours. Call the police. High rise, high rise. The neighbours are banging on the wall again. High rise, high rise. I wanna live on the ground. Rule 3. No singing after sundown. Rule 4. Don't spit on the floor.
prairie dogging.
Listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Letters and Don't Want You Back. Now, it's got a really good write-up. Well, the band, The Letters, have a really good write-up in the accompanying pamphlet with the harmony in my head CC box set out now on Cherry Red that we recommend you get because it's great. But they haven't got a website.
Right, okay.
So once again, I can offer you nothing, Tony. It will remain after three songs, Paulie being internet one, Tony nil, but you will have chances. It's all right. You'll have chances.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't have a lot to say about The Letters, really, other than I recommend you get the CD and then you can read up about them. There's a good paragraph on every band in it. It's very, very comprehensive, but I don't have the information to hand. But anyway, that was The Letters. Suffice to say, they weren't going for very long.
Right. Okay.
Right. But that's a great track. So, Tony, have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
In that case, it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Right, what you got?
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio, or search Punky Radio. You will find us. Like the page, do leave us a comment. Do like to hear from you. Please do get in touch. Just had the one this week, but we are it's a confusing more.
We did have more, didn't we? But we've lost one from Simon.
Yeah.
And Hello, if you're listening. Sorry we're not reading it out. We don't know what's happened, whether you deleted it, whether I accidentally deleted it, likely, whether Tony accidentally deleted it, unlikely, or whether Facebook deleted it, sinister. But anyway, the gist was that he thinks you sound like Professor Brian Cox. Yeah.
This is very nice. I'll take that.
And also, he has ordered the Harmony in My Head box set, which Excellent. Just shows, as a music journalist, you see, you don't get everything, Bucksheer. He was quite happy to go ahead and buy it. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well done, Simon. You're a lovely bloke.
Thanks, Simon.
Yeah.
But the one comment that is still there, in response to last week's show, Porn Scars has left a comment. And they say, thanks again, guys, and we definitely like the Kramers more than the Kramers.
Yeah.
Yes, you would be right, of course. Listen to
You'll
last week's show for that
to
one.
Last week's show for that to make sense. But yeah, the Kramers are definitely better than the Kramers.
Definitely. Definitely.
In fact, if there was a film called Kramers versus Kramers, I know which Kramers would win.
That's a whole different film, isn't it?
It really is, yeah. That would be great. You could have Was that Dustin Hoffman?
Yeah, yeah.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah, Dustin Hoffman fronting the Kramers. And his ex-wife to be fronting the Kramers.
Was that Mel Streep? I can't remember.
Was it Mel Streep? I don't know, Tony.
Could be.
I'm proud to say I've never seen the film.
I've not, but it keeps popping up on Netflix.
Really?
Yeah. You scroll through the films, it keeps on there. I've not watched it.
No.
But I have seen it flash past.
But yes, the Kramers are better than the Kramers.
There you go.
And that concludes...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Watts, Tony.
Watts.
Watts are a band, a glam punk band from Boston. Yet another band that have come by Rumbar Records. We're on a roll with Boston, Massachusetts right now, just in case any of you thought that all these bands were from Boston, Lincolnshire, which frankly would be unlikely.
Hmm.
Yeah, another one that we're going to play a track of straight away. Since I heard it, I liked it. Chances for you here, Tony. What is Watts' Facebook page?
facebook.com/WattsBoston.
Oh, do you want another go? Think alcohol.
What's rock? facebook.com/WattsRock.
Well, I'll tell you what rock is, Tony. It's normally played by a 4 or 5 piece band. I'm going for it again.
facebook.com/WattsRock.
I've already told you, mate. It's normally... Yes, it is. It's facebook.com/WattsRock. I gave you the chance there to play you unfair, Simon Knott. Are you listening? Mm. Tony One, Paulie B and the Internet One, and this is Queens.
Dolls in a scissor fight. They're gonna break some hearts tonight. I'm in love with the action man. We're in love with the action man. Atomic reaction man. All in love with the action man. We always want to. Talk you over.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Watts on a track called Queens. Two things to say here. First of all, Watts, I didn't say how it was spelled. W-A-T-T-S. Mm. As in Watts, as in... Watts is a place, isn't it, in a suburb of somewhere in America. Where is that Watts there?
Don't know.
Is it in Los Angeles?
Not sure.
But anyway, it's also the same spelling as the stuff that electricity is made of or something. That's about as technical as I get. Watts, that's what electricity is made of. It's clearly not. What is it? Is it a way of measuring it?
It's how much you use. Yes, it's how much energy you use per second.
I knew you'd know. You're a wonderful man. The other thing that I was going to say was that Mike Reed, who was the Trainspotters, is not to be confused with Mike Reed, who, because there was Mike Reed, who was the DJ who then became a TV presenter, and there was the other Mike Reed, who was the old stand-up comic who ended up in EastEnders and famously said, "That Ian Beale gets right up my bugle."
Yeah, Frank Butcher.
Frank Butcher, that's the one. Well done. He was also, as an aside, Frank Butcher, I believe Frank and Pat were the only two soap stars in British history to reference another soap opera.
Okay, what was that?
There was a bit when they were going to, he had to run away from London and they were going to run away to Manchester. He said, "Why don't we run away to Manchester? We can go up the Ravens Return and try and cheer it up."
Oh, hi. I didn't know that.
I'd never ever heard anybody mention another soap in a soap.
No.
And that, I think that's the only time. That was when I still had to watch it in the bad old days. Ah. I say bad. The old days.
Yeah.
Right, Tony, did you do anything last week?
Bought a horse.
Well, that is significant.
Yes, yeah, it is.
That's one more horse than I bought.
Yes.
So, talk us through the horse buying, Tony. Why have you... I thought you were just going to find a horse to hang for Steph to hang about with, but you've actually bought a horse.
Yeah. Well, we've been looking... Well... Steph's been looking for a while, and we tried loaning sometimes. If you loan a horse, you end up paying to look after somebody else's horse with their own rules, and you meet other people and they're all, "This is how you treat my horse," and it all gets very, very weird. Everyone's very particular, as they would be, because it's their horse. And you just become a bit of a pain in the arse and a bit of a stress. So,
is this a tax dodge?
Yeah, basically. Put all your money in horses, they can't touch it.
It was just like, you bought a horse.
Yeah.
Surely, only incredibly, in my head, the only people that buy horses are landed or trainers or millionaires or lottery winners or footballers or apparently Tony.
Yes. Yeah, well...
Is it called Dobbin?
No, it's a Spanish horse that they've nicknamed Manuel.
Right.
I think we're going to change its name. But yeah, it's Manuel at the minute.
Don't. It's got to be called Manuel. Manuel the horse.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. What would you give it in Spanish? Did I tell you about the pub, the Rose of England?
I don't think so.
Right, because you know the pub, the Rose of England?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's had a lot of names down the years. Did I not tell you this? It's had a lot of names down the years.
Used to be the Filly and Firkin, didn't it, that one?
Yeah, well, do you know why it was that? It was called the Filly and Firkin?
No.
Because it was once named after a racehorse. A Portuguese racehorse. Called Filho de Pinto.
Oh.
And Filho de Pinto. And it was called Filho de Pinto for about 20 years. And no one bothered to find out what Filho de Pinto meant. But in Portuguese, it meant son of a cunt. So there was a pub in Nottingham called Son of a Cunt for 20 years.
Nice.
Excuse my language, but there's no other way to say it. That is the translation.
Handy to know.
Yeah, I found that out on the Watson Fothergill architectural tour.
Oh, of course. Yeah, it's an old pub,
Watson Fothergill building.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's that. So you could maybe find out what that is in Spanish. See if Steph will go with it.
Yeah, we'll see.
That sounds dodgy, suggesting that your girlfriend would go with a horse, Tony, but hey.
Oh, there you go. But yeah, so we put the deposit down on Saturday. We haven't actually moved it yet, and we have...
You have to put a deposit down on a horse?
Well, it just...
Buy a horse, then?
Well, we
I'm sorry, but I'm sure our listeners are fascinated. I know I am.
Well, we signed all the papers and we kind of put deposit down to make sure she doesn't sell it. Now we've got to organise transporting it and somewhere for it to live, although we have found somewhere. And
where have you found it to live?
In a nice little stable not too far away in Woodborough.
Right.
Yeah, because it can't live on the garden, apparently.
That's shocking, isn't it? It saved on a lawnmower.
I know. But
that's why I'd get a horse.
Of course.
Not just to scare off the cats.
But yes, I've never...
the horse is the natural predator of the cat.
It is. Yes, they're well known for eating cats.
Yeah, they are.
But yes, it's my first horse that I bought. I'm not going to ride it.
Oh, well, that doesn't really surprise me.
No. No, I've never had anything with horses.
No.
But Steph,
I don't
Steph likes horses.
You know, I do with this one, are you?
You've probably not. It. I just bought it. Yeah.
Do you need to learn to ride it?
No.
Right.
I was going to add it to the tax return.
Do you think you'll feed it a sugar lump?
Probably. Probably. A couple of carrots.
Carrot, maybe.
Might plait its hair.
Is it a friendly horse?
It's very friendly. Yeah, seems it.
A big horse.
Yeah.
Did you see the Shetland Pony Grand National?
No.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
They have once a year, they have a Shetland pony race. I don't know which course it's on, but the jockeys have got to be between 8 and 13 years old. It's terrific, Tony. Absolutely terrific. And it was a brilliant finish. It was a photo finish.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a Shetland in third place that just went nuts at the end. I think there might have been something in the sugar lump. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, anyway, you bought a horse.
I bought a horse,
anything I did pales into insignificance against such groundbreaking news, and I can't be bothered to talk about it.
Okay.
So instead, keeping a Spanish theme, let's do it from the vaults, Tony, and this week let's go to Madrid and a track that came out in, I think, 2013 by a band called Los Chicos, not to be confused with another band from Madrid called Los Chicos. There are quite a few Los Chicoses around the world, but there's only one of them with the Bandcamp page, which is...
loschicos.bandcamp.com.
It is, and suddenly it's Tony 2, Paulie Green instead 1. Now, this is listed as being called Motel Ford, but I think it's really Model Ford, as you will see when you hear it. Via Dirty Water Records, this is Los Chicos and, I think, Model Ford.
I got a beat at 4 and a bottle of wine. It's 4 in the morning, I'm doing fine. And I know I gotta hit the road. Don't pay no rent, I'll beg you find me. Old bill call letters fall away behind me. They know that they're way too slow. She says she wants, but I bet she will. Come on, baby, don't you wanna ride? They sold my sack by the riverside. Now I got nothing except this track. 3 cigarettes and I don't give a fuck. And the radio's blasting. Sleeping on the motel, sleeping on the motel, sleeping on the motel floor. I'm living the life in a room with a view. Cages on the front seat, terrace on the roof. And you know, that's rock and roll. Drag hobo neighbors came around to eat. Barbecue dinner on top of the engine. They know they'll be ready to show. All the women know that I ain't no joke. I keep real cool cause the window's broke. Come on baby, don't you wanna ride? They stole my sack by the riverside. Now I got nothing except this track. 3 cigarettes and I don't give a fuck. Now the radio's blasting. I got gasoline and a kiss you need. Wine out of the seat and a vacancy. I'm living in. We ain't got a dime. Ain't gonna quit till we take our time. Running out of gas, running out of creek. The fumes from the engines don't make me sick. Come on, baby, don't you wanna ride? It's all my side by the riverside. Now I got nothing except this track. Three cigarettes and a long little fact. And the radio is blasting. Singing up the motto, singing up the motto, singing up the motto for.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Los Chicos. I'm calling it Model 4. That's a cracking song, isn't it?
Mm.
Now, Tony, I was thinking... I'm thinking gypsies. I'm thinking gypsies, Tony.
Okay.
They also buy horses.
They do.
They buy and sell horses for cash.
Yes.
Gigi, are you paying cash?
No.
Right.
Did offer... But they didn't care,
oh,
so
did
I thought bank transfer. Tried to get a bit of a discount for cash, but she was having none of it. None of it was she having.
I wouldn't have thought discount for cash is something that is common parlance in the rarefied atmosphere of horse buying at your level.
No, no, she was going to be like a shit on the shoe.
You very funny horse buyer.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Now then, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Oh, you missed Ed.
So very horsey. Thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget to email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, who are they playing with, how much is it to watch them play. Does it have to be in the UK? It is international. Email me your gigs. Thank you very much. So this week Sussex Saints been in touch.
Right.
With two
gigs. Hi, Sussex Saints. If you can hear a clicking in the background, my Logic can't get out of the front door.
Oh, dear.
It's all right. He's made it.
Good.
Yeah, I think.
So we've got two gigs in the Sussex area. So both on the same day. So you have a choice, really. So either... So this Saturday, the 20th. That's right. Yes, it is. Concord 2, Sham 69.
The
original 1977 lineup, supported by
Fantastic.
Angelic Upstarts.
What a gig.
I don't know if we've any tickets left. There might be, but if you are in the area, check that out. If you can't get to that, at the Lewis Con Con Club.
The Lewis Con Club. That's where recently both Guana Bats and Demented Argo have played, and later in the year Demented Argo are playing there with King Kurt.
Oh really?
It's going to be quite a gig. Yeah.
Well, this Saturday, again, 20th, Membranes, The Cravats, and The Filthy Tongues.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know Membranes, aren't you?
Oh, we played them?
Yeah, we have. They are seminal new wave types, sort of dark post-punk, featuring John Robb.
Oh!
Yeah.
Right.
There is other bands. He's got Goldblade, who are the more... I say more recent, I mean they've been going years, but Goldblade and the Membranes. The Membranes a lot more experimental, and they brought out an album last year, first time in ages, and we played at least one track of it.
Not heard much from Goldblade recently.
We haven't heard anything from Goldblade recently. I'm not sure whether Goldblade are currently operational.
Right, okay. But the Membranes certainly are. So yeah, they're playing this week at the Lewis Con Club. Lewis Con Club.
Just swap that second E for an I, and then you'll be able to say it.
Throw me out. Lewis, okay.
Lewis.
And it's £13 for that one. So it's £25.
It's a bargain.
£25 for the Sham 69, the Concord 2, or £13 for Membranes, The Cravats, or the Field and the Hooth Tongues. There you go.
Both great gigs.
There you go. That's it.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. I am Mr. Ed. There is a gig this Saturday. It's not one that I've found in the world yet. It's one that presented itself to me, but I'm just going to mention it briefly. I'm not sure whether I'll be going yet, but at the Hairy Dog in Derby, on Saturday, there is an all-day breast cancer benefit gig,
right?
And one of the headline bands are Pussycat and Dirty Johnsons.
Oh, okay.
I think you want Fox to play as well.
Oh, nice.
And it looks like a real... And Static Killer playing as well, who we played the other week. And it looks really good. And it's £10 in advance, £12.50 on the door. I can't go all day. I might go at the evening. I don't know yet. I will let you know next week if I do go. And I'm bound to annoy Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons by screaming Daddy Long Legs a lot if I do go. They'd probably rather I didn't.
Excellent.
If you do go, shout Daddy Long Legs on my behalf if I'm not there.
Cool.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Dentist.
Right.
That's what I reckon. New Jersey Garage Pop, Tony. This band are great. We played them once before. I've described them as New Jersey Garage Pop, but they're kind of, I don't really know what it is. It's ever so nice. It's kind of, it's quite poppy. It is right. Quite poppy. Okay. But it's quite punky as well. It's punky poppy.
Mm.
If that is such a thing. It's punky poppy.
Yeah.
What is Dentist's website?
Dentistband.com.
It is.
Is it?
Is that 3-1 to you? It is, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it might be.
Yeah, because I gave you a couple of goes at What's Rock, didn't I? What's Rock? Everybody knows what rock is. Yeah, Tony 3, Paul of the Internet 1. What a turnaround. This is Dentist, Night Swimming. Listen to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Dentist and Night Swimming. And the last bed you heard, which Morton Sound, I completely forgot to mention. Last week, I did dig out a Rich Morton Sound CD and play it. It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And I don't want to call it background music. It's more than that. It's music that will help the conversation. People go, what is this? And you go, oh, wow, it's this and that. And it's like if you're in the best lift ever.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
it's absolutely brilliant. And if you are interested to get hold of it, I'm sure it's still available. If you type in Rich Morton, M-O-R-T-O-N sound, you should be able to find it. And hello to Rich, who is a friend of mine. Are you doing anything this week?
There'll be lots of horse-related purchases, like things like insurance. Apart from that, no, got all getting the starting to renovate the office in order to earn money to pay for said horse. Getting some new data points fitted. It's all very much worky horsey related this week.
Right,
nothing much else apart from that. What are you up to?
Well, you see, I'd like to, I think you might be the only bloke I know who owns a horse, and certainly the only bloke I know who's about to insure a horse. I am on Friday night. I might be at Steve's pub, the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
That's right. And then on Saturday, I'm going to see Forest v Norwich, which is basically a very near the top of the table clash now, really, because it's all so tight. Looks like a sellout crowd. Looks like it's going to be absolutely brilliant. Come on, you Reds. Then I'm supposed to be doing my latest tour, my Nutty Nottingham tour. But I hadn't sold any tickets at all, and I couldn't work out why. And then I thought, oh, Paul, it'll be dark. But I'll do a tour in the dark, innit? So the tour might not happen.
Okay.
If it does happen, I won't go to Derby. If it doesn't happen, I might do.
Right.
If that makes sense. So that's pretty much my plans this week. Sunday, actually, I might go to Sherwood Forest.
Oh, the new visitor centre.
You go on Sunday. Yeah, do you have to pay to get in? I can't remember.
Pay to park. We don't pay to get in.
Pay to park. All right. Well, that's good, isn't it?
But it's about, I think it's £4 to park.
I think I can afford that.
Okay.
I mean, not as easily as you can with your horse and your nonsense.
Well,
but,
we'll be taking the horse in future to avoid the parking charges.
Absolutely. Yes. I can't think of anything more suitable than you rampaging around Sherwood Forest on horseback.
No, exactly.
Or more likely, Steph trotting around it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Dressage. I bet she's good at dressage.
She loves a bit of dressage.
Of course she does. The Germans are brilliant at dressage.
It's a dressage horse as well, apparently.
Is it?
Yeah.
How did I guess that, Tony?
Well, clearly you know much more about horses than me, and
you
I am one.
You just bought any old horse. You bought Manuel the dressage horse.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, that's what we're doing then.
There you go.
Should we play two songs in a row?
Okay.
Let's do that. Two more tracks from Harmony in My Head, the new Cherry Red release. Just type in Harmony in My Head, Cherry Red, you'll find out about them. Stay tuned for the Smirks, but first up, the Nips, Tony.
Ooh.
The Nips were originally the Nipple Erectors, started by Shane McGowan and Shan, who used to provide you with the listings for the 12 Bar.
Oh, yeah.
And once they'd had enough of the Nibbly Rectors that they then shortened to the Nips, they then both went off in more folky fashion, Shane McGowan forming the Pogues and Shan forming the Men They Couldn't Hang, which I didn't know. And Men They Couldn't Hang are in the film Lair of the White Worm, which was directed by Ken Russell and stars, I think it might be the first film that, what's his name, Hugh Grant starred in.
Right.
I think it might have been Hugh Grant's first film. Anyway, that's some stuff you didn't need to know. What you do need to know is that the Nips don't have a website, but there is a fan page. You got any idea what it might be?
On Facebook?
No.
The Nips fanclub.com?
Yeah, no, I knew you wouldn't get this. There's no chance here. It's pages.cs.wisc.edu/... funny squiggly thing mroman.home.html. It's a fan page. The WISC edu looks like Wisconsin Education, so it might be an American.
And the tilde page. Is means it's somebody's username, so the tilde is the home page of that user.
Did you say the tilde?
The tilde, yeah.
Is that the squiggly thing I'm on
about?
Yeah. So that's mroman then, so it must be well, it could be mroman or it could be Mr. Oh man.
Normally, yeah, hell. There you go.
But yes, good luck finding that.
Okay.
As I say, stay tuned for the Smirks. First up, the Nips. Happy Song.
Too many dicks in this town. Whenever I
I'm getting so angry, cause everybody's pushing me around. Whenever I'm feeling crazy, everything's going wrong. So the happiest song.
We'll be right back.
you're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Smirks and a track called Angry With Myself. You might notice that, but well, for Manchester, that was a kind of XTC-ish track that came out circa 1980. And speaking of XTC, I'll just say, first of all, no website for them.
Right, okay.
But there are a couple of good bands with the same name now, so you might end up with someone else's website if you do check them out. Speaking of XTC, they're kind of lead singer, but not always lead singer. This is important, not always lead singer, Andy Partridge. I follow him on Twitter. And he did a fantastic Twitter post the other day, which was it was just funny here, sort of reading it from him. But he said, I wish the wankers that stood outside my bedroom window shouting, "We're only making plans for Nigel," last night would actually go round to the bloke who wrote it and sang it rather than my house. I just played rhythm guitar on it. Right. I'm sorry I don't have any more information about the Smirks. There is a little bit about them in the Cherry Red booklet that accompanies the CD. And I recommend you buy it, of course. And we will play another four songs next week, and then we'll probably put it to bed.
Right, okay.
I think 12 songs is enough of an advert for it.
Yeah.
Tony.
Hmm.
Oh, so that means it's still Tony 3, Paul of Internet 2.
Cool.
With one website left. Mm. Have you got a twat?
No.
Fiddlesticks?
Hmm.
What are you going to do then?
Remind people. Yes, need your twats. We've got a theme tune and everything. Only been played twice. So if you can, email me.
That's shocking, isn't it?
Really is. I need your twat. So you email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for nomination. It is that simple. All twats received with thanks. Every twat responded to. If we feature your twat on the show, we will bookend it with a theme tune from the gods. Email me your twats. Thank you all.
And there might be some horsing around.
Yes.
Because that's the kind of thing we do on this show, because we are capable of mild quirkiness.
Yeah.
I haven't said that in a while.
No, that's fine.
I haven't said that in a while. Well, look, you don't want to do anything else then? That's it, that'll do you.
I would like people to still review us at Podchase. I think we're stuck on 6 reviews, so we've definitely got more than 6 listeners. So if you haven't reviewed us so far, and you have, cost you nothing as well, but it might take you a couple of minutes, go to podchaser.com/punkyradio. If you drop us a review, that'd be nice, 5 stars. We're on the front page of the music ones now, but there's some decidedly average podcasts around us, so if you could help move us out of the dredge, that'd be great. We'll read the views on the show when we've got a couple more. That'd be great.
Of course. Alright, one last track this week, Tony. We're going to Manchester again.
Ooh.
We've done Manchester in the past, now we're doing Manchester in very much the present. A new signing for TNS. And hello to TNS. A band called Incisions, which I put down here as Angry Mank Punk.
Right.
Which they most definitely are. What is Incisions? Now, this is for the win, Tony.
Okay.
What is Incisions' Bandcamp page?
Incisions.bandcamp.com.
Incisionsmcr.bandcamp.com, as in Manchester. Incisionsmcr.bandcamp.com, making it Paulie Internet 3, Tony 3. I think that's an honourable draw.
That's fine.
And this is War in Your Head.
Politics and the greed for now. by a canyon, bunch of guts.
Well, that's about the size of it for this week's show. Paul Jordan, if you were listening to that, you either got home quicker or had a cardiac arrest. That was Incisions, War in Your Head. Tony, maybe you could mention the internet stations that carry the show and the various other ways you can listen.
Yep, we're on Podunk, Podunk Radio, PODUNK, radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, ANDRA.SE. Don't forget, if you got yourself one of those fancy Alexa devices, you can download the Punky Radio skill from the Amazon store. Just search the Punky Radio skill, and then you can download it to your Alexa device, and you can command Alexa with your mouth to play Punky Radio. And alternatively, if you've got a smartphone, you can, if you don't like the normal podcast apps, you can use TuneIn. It is recommended. It's a free app. TuneIn, you can get all sorts of radio stations all around the world, all the digital stations, all the podcasts. It's got a car mode. It's a great app, and it's free. We're on it as well. There you go.
Nice one, horse fag. I don't know, I might see one or two of you either at the Forest game or on my tour if you buy a ticket, or maybe at the Hairy Dog in Derby if you don't. Who knows? Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog.